Something's coming. Something's different today, don't you think, coming to church? It seems a little different. Christmas is coming. We are how many days are we away from Christmas? Have you counted? 23, maybe? What are some of the fun things that you get to do when on Christmas that you're looking forward to? Open presents. Yes, that's really exciting. You know, presents. One, gift giving. That's good. Thank you for sharing. Spending time with family, right? Do you get some days off from school? That's pretty cool. Yeah, awesome. Sabina, I think you have. Yeah, isn't that nice? Spending time with your whole family. That's cool. There's lots of fun things that are coming with Christmas. Do you guys eat a big meal? Songs? Yeah? Do you eat any special kind of cookies? Well, have we forgotten anything about Christmas? There's kind of one little thing that we've forgotten. Yeah? Oh, yeah, that thing. Yes. It's his birthday. Very good. You know, a whole bunch of things are going to happen here. Thank you for sharing. All your answers were wonderful, and all those are good things. Decorating, eating cookies, singing songs. But we don't want to forget that one thing that's the reason for Christmas. Jesus is coming. He's going to be born in a manger. So I wanted to share a little story with you that might illustrate this point. There was a little boy about your age who went down into the town, kind of like Philomath, one of the shops, and he saw a poster in the shops for a circus that was coming to town. Would you guys be excited about a circus coming to town? I don't know if you've ever seen a circus. It's pretty exciting. You've seen one, Sabina? Well, this little boy saw a sign talking about a circus coming to town and that it would be $1 to enter in and go and see the circus. So he went home and told his grandpa the circus was coming to town. And when he did that, the grandpa said, "You got to do some chores to earn that dollar." Man, what a mean grandpa to do such a thing. The boy did the chores and he got a dollar, so that was really cool. And so he went down into the town to kind of see the circus, and he found a big parade. Lots of things. He saw the animals, the trapeze artists, the horses, the clowns, all those sorts of things. And he was really excited. At the very end of that parade, he saw the guy that's in charge of the circus. His name's, he's got a special name. He's called the Ringmaster. And the boy went out to him in the middle of the road in that parade, and he gave him the dollar and said, "Thank you, mister. This was awesome." The boy never knew that that was just the parade. That wasn't really the circus. See, they were all going into the tent to have the big circus with all the show, all the clowns, all the animals, that sort of thing. Then the boy went home. He only saw the parade, and he missed the circus. Would you be bummed out if you did that? Yeah? Because that is kind of what we're talking about with Christmas. There are lots of exciting things that we're going to see. The things you mentioned, goodies, good meals, songs. But let's remember the greatest thing that we're celebrating. That is the gift of Jesus. He is the Savior of the world. He gives us something that no one else can give. And I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes. Something called peace. That's a wonderful thing. It's very pure and beautiful. So thank you for coming up this morning. Remember the great thing that's coming this Christmas. God bless you. Thank you.